Welcome back. 3-0. 3-0 in favor of Lake Elsinore. As the umpire calls for time. And I believe the umpire is checking to make sure he's waiting for all the festivities going on come to a close. No balls and a strike. No one out. 3-0 again in favor of Lake Elsinore here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As Leo Dallas DeVries calls time. Ready for his first disengagement. Exits the batter's box really quickly. As Vieira taking his time as DeVries hits a slow ground ball over to Montero at first. Calls off the pitcher as he's going to go ahead and just tap on the bag for a 3 unassisted ground out. Start things rolling here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes Romeo Sanabria. Gonna miss down low. One ball, no strikes. Sanabria, 2 for 2 today. 2 singles, including an RBI back in inning number 1 as well. 1-0 pitch, high chopper, hesitant swing as Sanabria chased the high fastball. 1-1. 1 out, no one on. Rosamond Verdugo will be on deck for Lake Elsinore. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. With a .319 batting average. 7 big flies as well for the left-handed hitter. Launches that foul ball all the way almost near the diamond tap room. It's counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. 3 runs, 5 hits. No errors for Lake Elsinore. No runs, 4 hits. No errors for the Ports of Stockton. That one's going to miss a little tad outside. It's down to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanabria hitting his bat with home plate. Regathers himself. Unloads. That baseball is going to get away. It's going to be ball 4 as chasing that baseball near the Ports on Deck circle will be Amaya. As Romeo Sanabria takes his time. Going to troll his way over towards first base on a base on balls. And 3 at-bats for Sanabria, all of which getting aboard. You know, his on-base percentage going to go up just a little bit. Brings up 1 gone here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here is Rosamond Verdugo. Verdugo, 1 for 2, doubled, including getting an RBI towards center in his first plate appearance back in the first. Launches that one to Salome, over to Escorje to first in time. A 6-4-3 double play for Stockton. And a quick fifth inning for both of these two squads. We head to the top of the sixth. Storm still lead it. 3-0. Don't go anywhere. You are watching and listening of coverage of Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.TV. 3-0, Lake Elsinore. We head to the top of the sixth inning. My name's Robbie Loy. It's an honor and a privilege that you're spending your Friday evening with us today, whether you're listening on MILB.com, MILB.TV, and don't forget about Bally Live as well. No balls and a strike to Ryan Lasko as Eric Gios getting set to deal for his third inning so far of this matchup, coming in relief for Ian Koenig after he pitched three innings as well. No balls and two strikes to Ryan Lasko. Lasko 1-for-2 today, singled in his first plate appearance back in the first and struck out swinging back in the third inning. Elliott, along with Lasko, kind of switching between that leadoff spot, and we've seen it this series so far. Yost deals, low downstairs curveball. Good pitch. Lasko just doesn't chase. We're going to count to 1-2. Big crowd here in attendance at the Diamond. Beautiful Friday evening here in Lake Elsinore. 1-2. That one's going to be swung on and hit foul in front of the batter's box. 1-2 remains a count to the designated hitter. 2, 3, and 4, Ryan Lasko, TJ Schofield, Sam, and Nate Nankill due up for the Ports here in the top of the sixth inning. Yost from the windup deals. Off-speed pitch gets away from Yost and hits the back of Ryan Lasko. It was a dominant effort from Yost in this at-bat, and unfortunately, an off-speed pitch gets away from Yost, enters the back of Lasko, and it's going to be a hit-by-pitch. Let's take a look on MILB.com. Yeah, right there, almost near the shoulder area, and Yost knew it all along. You take another look here from our first base cam. Yeah, that's got to hurt. It's got a long elbow guard, and didn't even really come close to hitting the elbow guard at all. Here is TJ Schofield Sam. It's going to be a dribbler towards the left-hand side of the field. Just foul right near the third base coach. No balls and a strike. Schofield Sam. Up there when it comes to batting averages in this Stockton Port squad, coming in here with a .286 batting average. As he ropes a flare towards left field near the corner, near foul territory, it's going to hit near the chalk around the left-hand side for the base hit. So a base hit towards the left field line, drops in front of Braden Carpathios. That will advance Ryan Lasko to second. And with a single to left field for TJ Schofield Sam. Let's take a look. A couple of feet away from the chalk on the right-hand side of which on left field. Brings up Nate Nankill. Walked in his first plate appearance, hit a double to left in his second. Runners on first and second. No one gone. He's going to slice that baseball foul towards the right field line. No balls and a strike to the ever-dangerous Nate Nankill. Nankill leading a couple of categories for the Stockton Ports. Currently leads the team in RBIs with 35. Also leads the team on OBP with 396, a slug in a 409. Don't forget OPS, 805 with Nankill. As so far, batting average-wise, TJ Schofield Sam leads the list with 286. Nankill wanting more ribbies. No balls, two strikes, two runners aboard here, no one out. Check swing, misses down low. Gonzalez wants to appeal as Rada says no. 1-2. Take a look on MILB.TV. Held up just in time. Nankill says no, no, no. 1-2. He takes a deep breath in batter's box. It's a righty-righty matchup here in the top of the sixth inning. Swing and a miss. Off speed. Down goes Nankill. What a pitch there from Eric Yost. Collects the first out, the first strikeout in frustration as well. That was filthy. Late action on that curveball. Nothing Nankill can do. What a pitch. Collects the first out. Darlin Montero gets another AB. He's 0-for-2 today. Hits a ground ball, and it goes right through the first baseman, Sinabria, into right field. Wilson throws it in as Sinabria cuts it off if the runners are going to stay at their respectable bases. So mark that just as a single to right field for Montero. Pokes it through the hole between first and second base. Ryan Lasko's the runner on third. Schofield Sam's the runner on second. Montero the runner on first. Bases are loaded for Derek Salome. Salome 0-for-2, struck out looking. Also grounded out to short in his last plate appearance back in the fourth inning. Yost, he deals, misses inside. One ball, no strikes. Middle infielders, DeFreeze and Jose Sanabria playing back. As for the corners, they're playing right at their backs. 1-0 pitch, check swing, blows close. High fastball, says the home plate umpire. Two balls, no strikes. Carlos Amaya is on deck for the Ports. He's 1-for-2, including singling to center field. No one's warming up in the Storm bullpen. 3-0 lead. 2-0 pitch gets away from Salome. Brings the count to 3 balls and no strikes. Beautiful night. Wind has kind of gone down a little bit. Started with 7-mile-per-hour winds. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Right up Broadway for a called strike. A little bit of a delayed strike call from Joshua Runge. But he knew it was a strike all along. 3 balls and a strike. 1 gone here. Bases are loaded. 3-0 Storm lead in the bottom of the sixth, or rather top of the sixth inning. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and another fastball. 3-2. It's a 3-0 count as Eric Yost works his way back. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Normal depth in the outfield. Carpathios in left, Hoffman in center, Wilson in right. Yost takes a deep breath. 3-2 pitch. In there, called strike three. A fastball in the inner right half of the plate. As Salone wants to talk to Joshua Runge. As he slowly makes his way back into the dugout. Let's take a look on MILB.TV. Yeah, that was right there. Inner half, called strike three. Rung him up. A backwards K for Eric Yost after coming from behind on a 3-0 count. 3 straight pitches, 3 straight strikes. He's gone. Fastball misses inside. 1 ball, no strikes to Carlos Amaya. Lasco, the runner on third. Schofield, Sam, the runner on second. Montero's the runner on first. Bases are loaded for the Ports. 3-0 Storm lead. 1-0 pitch. That one's going to be slapped. It's a flare over to Romeo Sanabria at first. He makes the grab. Eric Yost gets out of a jam after the softly hit fly ball to Romeo Sanabria, leaving the bases loaded. The Ports, they leave 3 on, collecting 2 base hits. As they're still down 3-0, Lake Elsinore will get another chance with the sticks, looking for more runs when we return on MILB.TV. New pitcher for the Stockton Ports here in the bottom of the sixth inning. He is number 21, Tom Reisinger. As Diego Barrera, he has done 2 innings of work, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk. Also picking up a strikeout, 3-0 in favor of Lake Elsinore. Line score so far, no runs, 6 hits, no errors for Ports of Stockton. As for the Storm of Lake Elsinore, 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors. First pitch to Brandon Carpathios. It's a slow comebacker over towards Reisinger, who takes 2 steps away from the bump on his left-hand side. Tosses it over to Montero for a 1-3 ground out. Great job for Reisinger to quickly get off of the rubber to apply the baseball into his mitt. Tossing it over, gets the out for the 1-3. Here's Ryan Wilson, 2-up. As, of course, our PA announcer showing off his vocal skills, as always, as he should. As he should, by the way. Wilson batting .220, has two big flies as well so far, with 24 runs batted in for the Storm this season, making his 48th appearance for Lake Elsinore. As Wilson flies that one right behind the Storm dugout, 1-2. As for Reisinger, the 6'3" right-handed pitcher, 23 years of age. It's fully been with Stockton, and that one goes right above us, all the way down towards the fans right below us. As for Reisinger, making his 7th appearance of the season, has 2 starts as well through 17 innings of work, 14 strikeouts. No wins, 1 loss. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Wilson's going to hit that one down the left field line. That's going to hit foul. 1-2 for the right fielder. Again, for Reisinger, no wins, 1 loss with 7.94 ERA. Spent all of 2023 in the ACL for the Athletics, and then 2024 has only been with the Stockton Ports. As Wilson drives that one to left field, as Schofield Scam loses sight of the baseball, and it goes past his glove into the warning track. Wilson's going to stretch it. He wants 3. The throw is not going to be in time. It's going to be a triple for Ryan Wilson, as Wilson picks up his 2nd triple of the season with a runner in scoring position. 1 gone for Lake Elsinore here in the bottom of the 6th. And it seemed like once Wilson hit that baseball to left field, Schofield Sam didn't see where the baseball was, took a few steps back, pedaling towards the baseball, and it goes right past his outreach glove. Wilson wants 3. He picks up his 2nd double of the season. That brings up an RBI opportunity for Wyatt Hofferman here in the bottom of the 6th. First pitch to Hoffman, check swing, a well outside pitch missing. Hoffman 0-2, fielder's choice, striking out swinging in his last plate appearance back in the 4th inning. Hoffman already has 17 runs batted in as well. JD Gonzalez on deck, infield playing in. Off speed, in there for a called strike from Reisinger. 1-1. After the triple, Ryan Wilson's runner on third base here in the bottom of the 6th inning. 1-1, 1 out for Hoffman. Infield playing in for the Ports. Check swing, well outside anyways, once Gore. As Hoffman not chasing anything just quite yet. 2-1. 1 gone. 3-0 Storm. They want to pour in more. 2-1. Reisinger deals. Hoffman held that one. That's going to be foul ball behind the backstop near the Storm on deck circle, as J.D. Gonzalez picks it up, tosses it over to one of our bat boys, Timothy, who walks it back into the Storm dugout. 2-2. Hoffman has 17 runs batted in so far this season for the Storm. 2-2 pitch. Hoffman drills that one back all the way towards center field. Making the grab out in center is Elliott, as he's not going to even bother throwing it in time, as Ryan Wilson makes his way from third to home. It's a sacrifice fly for Wyatt Hoffman, collects his 18th RBI of the season. 4-0, Storm lead here in the bottom of the 6th. Let's take a look on MILB.TV. Hoffman a little frustrated just off of it, but it was a hard hit. Fastball off of the stick of Hoffman all the way towards the end of center field, as Elliott had to make the snag on the run towards a little bit towards his right-hand side in center field. So again, with the 18th RBI for Wyatt Hoffman, Wilson tags from third. He comes in and scores. Here's a chance with no one on for J.D. Gonzalez. 4-0 here in the bottom of the 6th inning for Lake Elsinore. Gonzalez 0-2, grounded out to Jefferson Jean on the mound in his first plate appearance back in the 2nd, then flew out towards center field back in the 4th. Gonzalez with a batting average of .188, takes a big hack on that one, foul in front of the Ports dugout. Brings out to 1-2. 2 outs here for J.D. Gonzalez after The infielder playing in now with two outs. They're playing back with no one on. Reisinger now working from the windup, takes a deep breath. High leg kick from the belt. Deals. Gonzalez puts one into that one towards center field. Shy of the warning track, making the grab will be Elliott. It was a hard hit ball. Elliott makes his way back near the warning track, makes the play, and that's going to do it. But not until Lake Elsinore add another run, thanks to a wide hop and sacrifice fly, collecting his 18th run batted in of the year. We'll be back after this. Lake Elsinore with a 6-0 lead, or rather, 4-0 lead through six innings. We'll be back right after this on MILB.TV. Certainly been a fun one here in the Diamond of Lake Elsinore. My name's Robbie Loy. It's an honor and a privilege that you are spending your Friday evening with us today, whether you're here at the ballpark or listening in on MILB.com or Bally Live. 4-0, Storm lead here on the top of the seventh inning. It's going to be 8-9-1. Jose Escorche, Elvis Rijo, along with Clark Elliott as well. Eric Gale's back for his fourth inning so far this season. First pitch right up Broadway. Huge swing and miss there from Escorche. No balls and a strike. As for the Stockton Ports, I mean, really so far into this one, I mean, they have six hits as Escorche hits the chopper slowly towards third base. Verdugo picks it up, throws it to first base on the run to collect the 5-3 grounds out to start things rolling here in the top of the seventh inning. Let's take another look on MILB.TV. Verdugo continuing to show off the leather, picking it up, throwing it in time on the run to Romeo Sanabria at first. One gone here in the top of the seventh. Brings up Elvis Rijo as he fouls that one off, and it hits the left ankle of Rijo as he is limping his way, calling for a time around the batter's box. Let's take another look. Yep, that's got to hurt. Around the foot. Yeah, right there on the top. That hurts. What a great shot there from our amazing MILB production crew. Elvis Rijo, one for two today. Single to the infield in his first plate appearance back in the third, then flew out towards Ryan Wilson in right in his second plate appearance back in the fifth inning. As I was mentioning with the Ports, they have six base hits through six innings. So they're getting base hits. They're putting it on as Rijo is going to slash that one right up the middle for a base knock. Seventh base hit for the Stockton Ports, his second today. Runner on first, one gone here for the Ports here in the top of the seventh. But right, it's not like they're not hitting. They're putting the ball in play. Offensively, everything's going their way, right? But there's one thing that really that the Ports have been struggling, and that's leaving men on base. So far today, they have left a total of six runners on base, and that really comes to fruition, right? When it comes to, of course, capitalizing on every opportunity you can, and that's really what the Ports have been struggling in this game, have a 2-1 series lead right now. It's a six-game series between both of these two squads. The first time they're playing against each other this season, as both of these two teams faced off against each other in 12 occasions a season ago. Storm had a 7-5 record against the Ports, including a 3-3 record playing here at the Diamond. But numbers-wise, at least against the North Division, hasn't been too kind for Lake Elsinore. Check swing from Elliott. Doesn't swing, at least saying Jeremy Rada. Taking another look on MILB.TV. That was close. Definitely a 50-50. Three balls, no strikes to Clark Elliott, the leadoff guy. That one's going to be well outside. An easy take for Elliott on a four-pitch walk. Puts runners on first and second with one gone here in the top of the seventh inning. Brings up the ever-dangerous Ryan Lasko. And I mentioned, too, about the numbers being unfriendly this season. Again, the North has really held it down, at least the top three teams in the North Division. That is, of course, Modesto, Fresno, and San Jose all have records well above 500. And that fly ball deep to left field near the track at the warning track. Carpathio sleeping up, making the grab in left field. As the throw is going to go all the way to third base. What a jump from Carpathios in left field. It was a high fly ball. Lasko didn't get enough oomph. Let's take a look. Lasko tattoos that baseball well high to left field. Carpathios back at the track at the wall. Leaps up, makes the grab. The fly out to seven. The runner from second tacks to third base. That was Elvis Rijo. As Carpathios saves a few runs, keeping the shutout in content. 4-0. In there for a called strike to TJ Schofield Sam. Two gone. Clark Elliott's the runner on first. Elvis Rijo's the runner on third base for Schofield Sam. As Schofield Sam, 1-for-3 today, hits a chopper foul near the on-deck circle of Lake Elsinore. 0-2, two gone. But as I was mentioning, Modesto 37-21, 35-24 for Fresno. San Jose 34-25. All of those top three teams, they're in the South Division, would be in first. 0-2 pitch. Off-speed pitch goes in and out of the glove of Sanabria. Collects himself way too easy, and that's going to do it. Eric Yost getting out of trouble as a shutout. Still in play for Lake Elsinore. We're going to step aside, take a quick break. 4-0, Storm lead. Don't go anywhere. You are watching and listening of coverage of Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome back. You are watching and listening of coverage of Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.TV. My name's Robbie Loya. It's an honor and a privilege that you are spending your Friday evening with us today, whether you may be watching or listening from. First pitch to Jose Sanabria, swinging curveball in the dirt for a strike. Sanabria batting 228, has one big fly, including 20 runs batted in as Tom Reisinger back for another inning of work for the Stockton Ports here on the bottom of the seventh. Got a good stretch in here. Diamond of Lake Elsinore, 2,484 in attendance here in the Diamond of Lake Elsinore. One ball and one strike to the second baseman, 9-1 and 2. Two up for Lake Elsinore here in the bottom of the seventh. Jose Sanabria, Jacob Campbell, and Leo Dallas DeFries. As for Jose Sanabria, 1-for-2, single to left field in his last split appearance back in the fourth inning. As Reisinger likes the sign from Amaya, that's going to be in there for a called strike. Fastball reaching the outside part of the plate. Brings the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. And I mentioned earlier when the Ports were batting, right? It was just you're getting the base hits if you're Stockton. This is where you want to be. But you're leaving a lot of base runners on, and that's certainly have been hurting you throughout the entirety of this one. 2 balls, 2 strikes for Jose Sanabria. Hits a flare towards right field, down the right field line, in there for a base hit. As Jose Sanabria, the leadoff guy for Lake Elsinore, gets aboard here on the bottom of the seventh. Sanabria, 2-for-3 today, collecting his second base hit tonight. Had one to left. Showing off the Apo Taco, hits one towards right field. Go ahead, here is Jacob Campbell, designated hitter 0-for-3 today, including a ground out and a fly out and striking out looking back in the second inning. Campbell with a high leg kick of his own in the batter's box, get dusted off at the plate a little bit in the inside fastball. 1 ball and no strikes is going to be the count for the designated hitter. Campbell awfully close near home plate. As Riho, I check at third, playing near the bag. It's going to be a back pick. A mile to the first base as getting there in time safely was Sanabria. As Montero tagging the right arm as we take another look on MILB.TV as Amaya throws on the knees. Perfect throw, applies the tag from Montero, tagging the right arm of Sanabria, gets in there safely. 1-1. That one's in the dirt. Fastball. 2 balls and a strike for Jacob Campbell. As for Campbell, slowly straightening up his helmet in the batter's box, wearing the bright white batting gloves. Resets. It's a routine grounder to Riho at third. Over to 4-3. Not in time as the ball is offline. More than likely, that will go as a fielder's choice for the Ports infield. Let's take another look. Routinely fielded by Riho. Throwing it over to Escorje. Escorje, a little bit of an offline throw to Montero. That'll be the first out here with Campbell being the runner on first. And that gives an opportunity for Leo Dallas to freeze. Reisinger from the stretch with the runner on. Checks Campbell. DeFries fouls that one near the edge of the Storm dugout. 0-1. So it is going to be a fielder's choice for Campbell. He's a runner on first. As for Leo Dallas, DeFries 0-for-1 today, including 2 walks, 2 runs as well. Into a 3 unassisted ground out back in the fifth inning. And really how solid DeFries has been in the last few weeks, one of the standout offensive players in this Storm starting lineup. As Reisinger takes a look at Campbell before coming to a set on the bump, 1-1 pitch, fastball in the outside corner, hits the paint. Brings count to 1 ball and 2 strikes, 1 gone as DeFries calls time. Known for at least using 1 disengagement in every at-bat and gets his practice swing in and goes back into the batter's box with his left foot towards the back end of the batter's box. Again, DeFries, a switch-handed hitter. facing off against a right-handed pitcher. Runner takes off. The throw is going to be a little bit offline. It's going to be a stolen base for Jacob Campbell, as like Elsinore will have a runner on scoring position with one gone, with a 2-2 count to Leo Dallas a freeze. Amaya steps up, throws. A little bit of high of a throw as Campbell slides his way underneath the tag, as Campbell picks his fourth stolen base of the season. Love to see more stolen bases out of Lake Elsinore, and that one is going to be screamed next to the Storm bullpen. Count's going to still remain 2 balls and 2 strikes, and the reason why I bring up stolen bases is that Lake Elsinore right now currently tied for 7. That's going to be last right now with stolen bases with 51. Modesto, that team's not afraid to steal. 97 stolen bases of the season ranks them first in the Cal League. 2-2 pitch. DeFreeze hits a high, well high fly ball to right field with a chance to go off of the Ad Monster. They're going to go ahead and wave around Jacob Campbell to stand up double for Leo Dallas DeFreeze. He storms in another run as Mother Nature is in favor of Lake Elsinore. 5-0 here in the bottom of the 7th. DeFreeze absolutely sent that baseball to the moon. That baseball didn't want to land. Hits off of the Ad Monster in right field. Lucas Ray sends Campbell around to score. 5-0 Lake Elsinore. It is certainly pouring here in Lake Elsinore. 5-0. Here is Romeo Sanabria. First pitch to the left-handed hitter misses downstairs. Ball number one. As for Leo Dallas DeFreeze, goes heads and picks up his 12th double of the season, including his 12th RBI as well. Sanabria has a chance to pour in some more runs. One gone here in the bottom of the 7th inning. As like Elsinore trying to extend their lead as much as they possibly can with Leo Dallas DeFreeze. Any baseball hit in the outfield, you already know that DeFreeze is going to come around and score from second. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Spaghetti move. Tags the back of DeFreeze. He gets in there safely without sliding. As Reisinger collects the baseball from Salome. And let's take another look. That was awfully close. Barely DeFreeze gets his right leg right before Salome tags the back of the speedy shortstop. 2-0 pitch, Sanabria. Hits a flare to left field, a shallow fly ball for Schofield Sam. Makes the easy grab in left field as DeFreeze retreats back to his bag at second. That'll be the second out here in the bottom of the 7th. Take another look on MLB.tv as Romeo Sanabria getting jammed with a fastball, and he knew it. A flare out to left field. Schofield Sam takes a few steps forward into the baseball, snags it in left. Here comes Rosemond Verdugo. Verdugo already has an RBI today. As with Verdugo collecting an RBI, making his way around in the RBI list, and I definitely mean that with 35 ribbies so far. Reisinger working from the left side of the rubber. Checks DeFreeze at second. Steps off. A speed pitch gets away from Amaya behind the dish. DeFreeze will advance to third base. Be a runner on third base now for Lake Elsinore. That'll most likely go down as a pass ball, and it will indeed. So a pass ball will allow DeFreeze to advance from second to third. One base knock will drive in another run for Rosemond Verdugo. No balls, 1 strike, 2 out with Leo Dallas DeFreeze being the runner on third base. 5-0 Storm in the bottom of the 7th. 0-1 pitch in there on the outside corner. No balls and 2 strikes. Brandon Carpathios is waiting on deck for Lake Elsinore. 0-2 today, including a walk as well back in the first. As for Carpathios, his last plate appearance back in the 6th with a ground out back to the pitcher. Time is called. Verdugo steps out of the batter's box, uses his first disengagement wearing the bright red batting gloves, also taping his wrists with black tape. The elbow guard as well, as Reisinger coming to the set. Takes a deep breath, looks at the runner on third, throws home, swing and a miss. Down goes Verdugo, but not until Lake Elsinore pour in another run with an RBI double courtesy of Leo Dallas DeFreeze. It's certainly pouring in Lake Elsinore. Eric Yost back for another inning for the Storm. We'll be back right after this. 5-0 Lake Elsinore on MILB.TV. Welcome back. My name's Robbie Loya. As for Lake Elsinore, they pour in another run. 5-0. Top of the eighth inning. Eric Yost, he's certainly been dealing. And really, this entire pitching staff, at least tonight, you only had to rely on two pitchers. And especially for a six-game series, right? The goal is you're obviously trying to develop these guys in hopes of getting them up there to be, at least for Lake Elsinore's situation, right, to become a San Diego Padre. As Nate Nankill, check swing, one ball and one strike. But as I was mentioning, you go back to last night's game for Stockton, they used two pitchers. Derek Caro, the starting pitcher, went five innings as Corey Avant went four innings. As for the Storm, had four pitchers go last night, and so far, as Nankill hits a routine ground ball, backhanded from DeFreeze at short, throws the first in time for a 6-3 ground out from Nate Nankill. The first out here in the top of the eighth inning brings up Darlin Montero. As for the Storm, it was Ian Koenig who got the start today for Lake Elsinore. Three innings, three hits, no errors, a walk, four strikeouts. And after that, it's been the Eric Yost show today for Lake Elsinore. 4 1/3. Picking up four hits so far, including a walk and three strikeouts. First pitch to Darlin Montero. Hits the outside corner for a called strike number one. No balls and a strike with one gone here. No one on base in the top of the eighth inning for Lake Elsinore with Derek Salome being on deck. Next pitch is going to be fouled away near the Diamond Tap Room to our left-hand side. Brings count to no balls and two strikes now for the right-handed pitcher, Eric Yost. Darlin Montero currently 1-for-3 today. Swing and a miss. Rank up another K for Eric Yost. He collects his fourth strikeout today. Out number two here at the top of the eighth. Let's take a look on MILB.TV, and Yost blew it right past him. He gone. And really really an unfortunate term of end if a lot of fans didn't come out to the ballpark. And the reason why he said that, Leo Dallas DeFreeze was their double-double hitter. Got a double, so a section wins a free double-double courtesy of In-N-Out. And then just right now, Darlin Montero swung and missed. He was a strikeout batter. So lucky section also received some free Carl's Jr. French fries. And you get Farmer Boy's French fries, too, if you meet Thunder. That's a lot of free food here in the ballpark. I'm kind of jealous. Two balls and a strike. Two outs now for Eric Yost. Derek Solomon. The shortstop, over three, two strikeouts, three of each looking, and you saw that replay. It was actually a close call for the baseball hitting the back end of the bat after Salome drops his barrel. Brings count to three balls and a strike for Eric Yost. Strains up his hat, gets back on the left side of the rubber. Quick sign, Quick deal. Routine ground ball. It's a slow dribbler towards short. DeVries picks it up, throws it on the run in time. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Eric Yost, shutting down the door. Five innings of work, only giving up four hits, including four strikeouts. It's been a good day for the pitching staff for Lake Elsinore as Reisinger trying to at least finish out for Stockton. 5-0. Lake Elsinore get the shutout still intact. We'll be back right after this on MILB.TV. Five nothing, bottom of the eighth inning. It's been on Lake Elsinore storm all game long. You score a pair of runs in the first. You keep going, you score one run in the third. Likewise for the sixth and seventh inning, they look for more. Braden Carpathios hits a routine ground ball to first base as Montero picks it up and goes ahead and throws it back, or rather, Montero picks it up and just tags the first base back and he throws it around the horn. So mark that as a 3 unassisted ground out for out number one. Brings up Ryan Wilson. So after throwing it around the horn for the ground out to first base, here comes Ryan Wilson. First pitch will be in there for called strike number one. No balls and a strike for the right fielder. Batting 225, 5-0 in favor of the Storm. Here's Reisinger. Off speed pitch, well outside. One ball and one strike. Wyatt Hoffman will be on deck once again for the Storm. Again, 5-0 lead. As Lake Elsinore trying to tie up this series at two games apiece. 1-1 pitch. And this is Tad inside. Two balls and a strike for Ryan Wilson. As for the right fielder today, talk about having a day. 2-for-3 today, including a single, but of course, collecting his second triple of the season. 2-0 pitch. Wilson tattoos that baseball. The wind is carrying towards left field, more towards the end of the left field line. But making the grab there will be Schofield Sam. And it looked like that baseball had a chance to leave the ballpark. Near left field wall in front of the Ports bullpen makes the grab for out number two. Two up, two down as Tom Reisinger has done a good job out of the pen for Stockton today. 2 2/3, giving up three hits, two runs, all of which being earned, including a strikeout as well. First pitch to Wyatt Hoffman will be in there for a called strike. Below the letters for Hoffman. No balls and a strike. Hoffman taking a deep breath in the batter's box. 0-1 pitch. That one's going to miss downstairs. Amaya wants a new baseball for Reisinger. He's going to get it. One ball, one strike. J.D. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 today. You know he would love another A.B. here in the bottom of the eighth inning for Lake Elsinore. 1-1 pitch outside. Doesn't give. Two balls and a strike. It's been a fun one here for 9-5 one night in the ballpark of Lake Elsinore. Can't wait for tomorrow. Always going to be a lot of fun. Always. Two balls and a strike. Tomorrow, of course, the show as well, but also Mexican Heritage Night presented by Verizon Home Internet. Going to be a lot of fun. Certainly a game you don't want to miss out here at the ballpark at 5:15 Pacific time. Tomorrow, Saturday, 15th of June, as Hoffman It's a fly ball to right center field. A can of corn for Elliott. Makes the grab over there in center field, and that's going to do it. It's 1-2-3 inning for Tom Reisinger in the bottom of the eighth inning. Stockton Ports, they're down by five. Seems like we're going to get a new pitcher as well for Lake Elsinore, as you see on your screen. We'll be back right after this 5-0 Storm on MILB.TV and Bally Live. Welcome back. New pitcher on the bump for Lake Elsinore here in the top of the ninth inning. He is Thomas Balboni. And this pitching staff's really been something so far this season for Lake Elsinore. They have four shutouts. Looking for a fifth here tonight. 5-0 in favor of Lake Elsinore. It's a routine ground ball to third base, as that's going to hit in foul ground as Verdugo picks it up. As coming back to the box will be Carlos Amaya. No balls, two strikes here in the top of the ninth inning for Thomas Balboni. And what a pitching performance from Eric Yost, going five full innings, giving up four hits, one walk, and four strikeouts, lowering his ERA to 5.76. As for Thomas Balboni, the 23-year-old righty, 6'4" from Naples, Florida, playing college ball in Northeastern, gets ready for his 21st appearance this season for Lake Elsinore. 0-2 pitch. That one's going to be found behind the Storm dugout. Counts to 0-2 to Carlos Amaya. Carlos Amaya, 1-for-3 today, single to center field back in the second inning, including that struck out in the fourth, including flying out to Romeo Sanabria at first in the sixth. Balboni, and for the stretch, 0-2 pitch. That one's going to be screamed down the right field line. It's going to be a fair ball all the way going into the corner. Amaya's going to stretch his way for two. It's going to be a stand-up double for Carlos Amaya. As the Stockton Ports, they're not going to give up without a fight. They got their leadoff guy on second with no one gone here in the top of the ninth. Taking another look on MILB.TV. That baseball from Carlos Amaya going all the way into the corner. Picks up an easy two-bagger. Picks up his third double of the season. As the Ports trying to spark some life here in this one. Down by five for Jose Escorche in the eighth spot today. The second baseman over three with a couple of ground outs. Going flying out to left field. That one gets away from Gonzalez as he has to race his way to pick up the baseball. And retreating back to second will be Carlos Amaya. Calls for time, gets a new baseball. One ball, no strikes. As for Balboni, the 23-year-old, again, college ball from Northeastern, 21 innings through 20 appearances. Glitting having one save, has 36 strikeouts through his 21 innings of work for Lake Elsinore. 1-0 pitch, big hack from Eschorze. That's going to be a swing and a miss, one ball and a strike. Balboni was drafted back in 2022 by the San Diego Padres in the 15th round for 50 overall. Spent the past two seasons, all of which for Lake Elsinore. Off-speed pitch gets Eschorze to chase, 1-2. And Eschorze 0-3 today. He has two base hits and 11 at-bats so far this season through nine games for the Stockton Ports. Balboni from the stretch. Good lead over there at second from Amaya. Off-speed pitch gets Eschorze to chase again, but this time hits it foul at the end of the barrel. One ball and two strikes, still the count. Balboni's last pitching performance comes on June 9th. One inning, throwing two strikeouts. So far in the month of June, he already has three performances, appearances in the month of June. Opponent batting average of 182. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Once again, Eschorze chases. This time the fastball found away in the backstop. Remains 1-2. Elvis Rijo will be on deck for the Stockton Ports, one of the hottest hitters, at least for this one. 2-for-3, including two singles, one in the infield, one the center. Balboni again from the stretch, gives a hard look at the runner on second. High leg kick, deal zone. That one's going to be screened past the diving effort of Sinabra into center field. They're going to wave around Carlos Amaya, and he's going to stand up safely at home. It's going to be an RBI single for Jose Eschorze, and you could scratch off the shutout for Lake Elsinore. As the Ports trying to come back into this one, they now trail by 4 in the top of the 9th inning. With a single up the middle, a reward, a run batted in for Jose Eschorze. 5-1 as Gonzalez calls for time, works his way in the rubber. 5-1. So with Eschorze picking up another base knock, including an RBI, he collects his third run batted in of the season through nine games. He's a runner on first. Here comes the dangerous Elvis Rijo. Rijo takes a big hack, swing and a miss, 0-1. 7-8-9 to start off the top of the 9th inning. Clark Elliott, the leadoff batter, is on deck for the Ports. 0-3, including a walk in his last plate appearance back in the 7th. Balboni, his routine ground ball to Freed, sacks second, picks it up, throws it to first in time. A 6-3 double play for Leo Dallas to Freed, and just like that, two quick outs for the Storm here at the top of the 9th inning. How about that? Freeze, walking his way up, decides, you know what, I'll just tag the bag. Double pumps, throws it to Sinabria. Gets the 6-3 double play. Two gone, 5-1 Lake Elsinore. Here is Clark Elliott. As I mentioned, he's 0-3 today, including a walk in his last plate appearance. First pitch to Elliott, off-speed pitch in the inner half, swing and a miss. No balls and a strike. 2,484 in attendance here in the Diamond. It's the Storm looking for their 30th victory of the season. 0-1 pitch, misses outside. One ball and one strike. Balboni back again, working from the stretch. Normal depth for the infield and the outfield. Balboni. You know, he likes to throw that fastball. 1-1 pitch. That one's going to be screamed well foul. Making its way towards the Diamond Tap Room. Hitting off the roof. One ball. Two strikes. Two outs. Lake Elsinore. The magic number is 5. Looking for their 30th victory of the season. Their 20th here at home. As Balboni steps off the rubber. Calls time. Uses his first disengagement. Said he just wanted to relax a little bit. A deep breath from Clark Elliott. Due for a base knock here today. Deuces, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Balboni, and that's going to be a well fastball, well inside as dancing his way, showing off his, really his tap dancing skills as Clark Elliott avoids getting hit from the baseball. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. No one on here in the top of the ninth. The Port's already scored one. They need four to tie up this ball game. Balboni, 3-2 pitch. That one inside and down low. Elliott with a base on balls. So with Elliott finding a board, second time today in five at-bats. Both via walks. One gets away once more from Balboni. Here comes Ryan Lasko. So far for Balboni, 18 total pitches, or one inning so far, 13 of them for strikes, 5-1 Storm, one run, nine hits, no errors for Stockton. Like Elsinore, five runs on eight hits, and no errors as well. Runner on first, two gone here in the top of the ninth. 1-0 pitch, that one's going to be a wild pitch, getting away from Gonzalez all the way in the backstop. As Elliott will advance to second on the wild pitch. Lasko is going to be ahead of the count 2-0, and Robbie Price calls for time as Lake Elsinore's pitching coach wants to have a few words to say to Balboni. And, you know, this is an unusual Price. You know, what makes him so efficient, especially him as a pitching coach, is he's that coach that he doesn't mind what count it is, whether it's an 0-0 count, whether it's a middle of the count. He wants to talk to his pitcher if he doesn't see something right. And really, you know, the message is to slow down the game a little bit. You got a four-lead cushion right now in the top of the ninth. You already got two outs. Throw strikes. Make your defense work, and you're going to get out of this one. Like Elsinore slowly has someone warming up in the bullpen to our right-hand side. Lasko is a dangerous hitter up there in a lot of hitting categories for the Stockton Ports. Big hack. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Lasko has 14 run batted in this season for the Stockton Ports. As Balboni from the stretch, working from the very left side of the mound. 2-1 pitch. Inside fastball, a tad inside as the fans here at the Diamond voicing their opinions to Joshua Runge behind the dish. Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Lasko drills that one right past the diving effort of Verdugo. They're going to go ahead and send Elliott. The throw from Carpe steals to home is not in time. A slide there from Elliott scores in another run. It is an RBI single for Ryan Lasko as Lasko picks up his 15th ribby of the season. 5-2, Lake Elsinore. That lead decreases just a little bit to three runs. Two runs scored from the Ports, all coming from this inning alone. Again, the RBI single credited to Ryan Lasko. Here is the ever-dangerous TJ Schofield Sam leading the Ports in batting average. First pitch to him right up Broadway for a called strike. No balls in one strike. You see who's warming up in the bullpen. What a great look from our crew. That is Lendinez, and that one's going to be screamed right up the middle and base hit for Schofield Sam. So advancing to second will be Lasko after another single up the middle for Schofield Sam. Scores in two already for the Ports this inning. Runners on first and second. You see Lucas Ray looking at the bullpen. And they want Balboni to finish this game. 24 total pitches, 17 of them thrown for strike. Two-thirds inning so far for Balboni, giving up four hits, two runs, including a walk. Here's Nate Nankill. He has a lot of power. The tying run is in the batter's box. Five home runs for the right fielder, 35 runs batted in as well. Again, the faster the pitch goes, the farther the baseball's going to go. 0-1 pitch to Nate Nankill. Check swing in there for a strike. In confidence, Balboni walks back into the rubber. Strains up his baseball cap as Nankill with the first disengagement. No balls. Two strikes. Two outs. Balboni trying to finish it here in Lake Elsinore. Swing and a miss. Scoop up a diamond delight as Lake Elsinore collects their 30th win of the season. The magic number is 4 away to clinch the first half. clinch a spot in the playoffs in September. 5-0 victory for Lake Elsinore. Here on a firework night here in the ballpark of Lake Elsinore. As for the Storm, pitching performances-wise, all the way around, great job from this pitching staff, giving up two runs, all of those two runs coming in the ninth inning. The Ports, they give a fight. They still lose this one 5-2 as Lake Elsinore now come to an overall record of 30-29. This record for the Ports is now 23-35. We're going to step aside, take a quick break. Post game just coming moments your way right before this fireworks show right here live on MILB.TV and Bally Live. Welcome back. My name is Robbie Loy. It's an honor and a privilege that you are spending your Friday evening with us today. It's been a fun one. Lake Elsinore, they get a Diamond Delight, a sweet treat. Here the Diamond, they finish this one getting a victory by a final of 5-2. Again, my name is Robbie Loy. Thank you so much for joining us here, wherever you may be watching and listening here on the Diamond or on MILB.com, MILB.TV. Got to give a love to everybody watching, including Bally Live as well. Now, recapping this game, right, this was a redemption. You scroll back to Wednesday. It's a 19-0 win, a dominant victory for Lake Elsinore. And then next thing you know, Stockton, they come back. They beat Lake Elsinore 4-0, getting a shutout. You come back into this one, right? That's what really the tail end, at least towards the end of the first half of the season, has been for Lake Elsinore, is if they lose, they're scoring in the first inning, and they picked up a pair of runs here in the first inning to get going. And really for Stockton, the offense was there by all means. It was just more as capitalizing on opportunities. They've left a lot of men on base, and unfortunately for Stockton, that hurt them. As for Lake Elsinore, it was capitalizing on opportunities. Simple as that. Scoring runs as fast as possible. I mean, you go back to in the middle of the game with DeFreeze stealing second base. What does that do? It allows, especially back in the first, actually, allows Sanabria to put the ball in play, getting an RBI. Then Rosemond Verdugo, the RBI double as well, making it 2-0 in the first. And then in the third inning, a wild pitch. DeFreeze comes around. He scores on that. So, again, it was just really from this the base running, the base pass today for the Storm, they truly won on the aggressive base running. That certainly got them the victory today. Also, a triple from Ryan Wilson, picking up his second triple of the season, a sacrifice fly for Hoffman, making it 3-0. And then, of course, you go, or rather, check that, 4-0. And then an RBI double from Leo Dallas DeFreeze, getting on base 3 out of 4 times tonight for the shortstop, allows Campbell to come around and score as well. DeFreeze is the offensive player of the game, along with Romeo Sanabria going 2-for-3 today, including a ribby. Eric Yost will get the win. 5 complete innings, 4 hits, 4 strikeouts as well. Getting the loss will be Jefferson Jean. As for Jean, now no wins, 4 losses, 6.55 ERA. As for Eric Yost, finishes the night with a 5.76 ERA. Final line score, 2 runs for the Ports, 11 hits, no errors, 5 runs for the Storm, 8 hits, no errors as well. Again, the Storm win this one 5-2, collecting their 30th win. They're now 30-29. The Ports are 24-35 overall. They're still fourth in the Cal North. Magic number is going to be 4 for Lake Elsinore. Taking a quick look at out-of-town scoreboards. You want Modesto to beat Visalia. It's looking that way. 7-0 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Modesto on top. Inland Empire currently on top, 4-3 against San Jose. Rancho Cucamonga scoring a pair of runs in the eighth. They're on top 2-0 against Fresno. And again, it's really between Visalia and Rancho. They're creeping up a little bit. But like Elsinore, they're still not in this one without a fight. Again, big thank you to our amazing production crew, and we're getting rolling here for Fireworks Nights. 2 hours, 17 minutes is the total of tonight's game. 2,484 in this beautiful night here in this ballpark. Tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun. Mexican Heritage Night presented by Verizon Home Internet. That is something you certainly don't want to miss as well. But again, if you're Lake Elsinore, the fact that you're re-entering back, you get shut out against Stockton 4-0. You come back better than ever. Good job from pitching performance all the way around from Koenig, Yost, Balboni. Kind of struggled a little bit in the ninth inning, giving up two runs. Couldn't get the shutout. But you'll take the victory. That's all that matters. And it's certainly a fun day in the ballpark. Can't wait for the next game as the storm will turn for game five of the six-game series against the Ports, starting at 5:15 Pacific time tomorrow. I'll be back on the call for that. That's been an honor and a privilege to have you on board with us today. For our executive producer, John Gripe, I thank you, sir. So our multimedia manager, Justin Jett Picard, and the rest of the production crew, my name's Robbie Loya, saying so long from Lake Elsinore, California. Final score of this one, you can scoop up a Diamond Delight for Lake Elsinore. They win this one by a final score of 5-2. All games are all live streamed and are archived on the MILB app, as this has been a proud presentation of MILB. Good night, everyone. We will see you tomorrow night.